You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I have found it. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim, and they came to the Jordan, and he and all the people of Israel had lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "Notice you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, and you shall set out from your place and follow it." The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, man the priest who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, go stand still in the Jordan. And when the soles of the feet of the priest bearing the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan, with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, the feet of the priests bearing the Ark in the brink of the water, the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest, the waters coming down from heaven stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those flowing down from the sea of Arabah, the salt sea, were completely cut off. And the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. Behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together was worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So this, the baptism of our Lord is the day that we're celebrating today, and the big event, the public event, and it's for everybody to know what is taking place. Again, part of the Epiphany season, revealing God, making manifest himself, who Jesus is. And we have this great display, the visual representation. We have the Spirit of God descending, resting upon Jesus as a dove. We have the voice of God the Father declaring Jesus his beloved Son, with whom he's well pleased. And that is what we are to ponder as we even sang in their hymn. And the readings do connect. Our Old Testament reading, we heard about another big public event as God was leading his people, Israel, his nation, into the promised land. This, of course, was after the 40 years of wilderness wandering. Well, here they are on the brink, crossing over, and God wants to assure them and everybody who's paying attention that he's their God. This nation is his nation. So you have this miraculous event. The waters of the Jordan are heaped up so that they cross on dry ground. The Levitical priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant are carrying the Lord. This indicating to everybody the Lord is with them, leading them, and it's not their doing. So there's nothing for them to boast in, nor will they be, as they occupy this promised land. God is working through these tangible means, reminding his people, his nation of Israel, who they are. He declared them his firstborn son through Moses, speaking to Pharaoh, before miraculously leading them out of Egypt across the Red Sea on dry ground. This is my son. And so for the benefit of the nation of Israel, for the benefit or the information of those surrounding nations, including those who are in the occupied promised land, God is acting and revealing himself. Here comes God, his people. And so the people of Israel could trust in their God, though they had wandered in the wilderness for their disobedience and grumbled. God did not abandon them. As a matter of fact, he remained with them at tabernacle where the ark resided. And so he remained with them, providing for them, protecting them, demonstrating he is their God. They are his people. And so they could remember this. They crossed into this promised land. And yes, it's the same Jordan River that centuries later, John the Baptist and Jesus would be standing on that day. There were large crowds there. Large crowds had been responding to John the Baptist's his sermon, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." And they were being baptized into this baptism of repentance, knowing that they were sinners, knowing that they were in need of a Savior. They needed somebody who would take away their sins. So John the prophet is preparing them for the Lord. And so Jesus, whose name means God saves, Yeshua, Yahweh saves, he was sent by God for this purpose, to save them. But John knows who Jesus is. He is the one promised, sent by God. He's the mighty Savior, the judge of all on the last day. And when Jesus comes to John to be baptized, well, to John it doesn't seem right. This doesn't have any sins to repent of. Why would he receive the baptism of repentance? John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so for now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. This is important. Jesus tells John to allow his baptism because Jesus, the sinless Son of God, will be the sin bearer. He will bear the sins of the world. And now is the time, at that moment, reveal himself, the promised one to come, and to prepare for what he will do on the last day. And God is specific, clear about his plan of salvation. Jesus tells John that God's righteousness will be fulfilled in his baptism. God's righteousness is the saving work that he does on behalf of his people. Jesus is fulfilling God's promise to act on behalf of his people to save them. It is fitting for Jesus to submit to John's baptism, the baptism of repentance that sinful Israel's undergoing, because this is how Jesus will save people from their sins. Jesus has humbled himself, has set aside the glory of heaven. He is submitting to the will of his Father. He is fulfilling the law. He is standing in the place of God's people, literally standing there in the Jordan. And ultimately, all of Jesus' ministry will come to its head as the scriptures are fulfilled when Jesus is arrested, led to his trial, his condemnation, and his crucifixion. And there, the sinless one will offer up his life as the ransom payment for the sins of many. That's why it's fitting for Jesus to stand in the Jordan, to be baptized, to stand in the place of many. Jesus' willing baptism is a sign that points forward to what he would undergo on the cross. That's why this baptism is a big event. It's a public event. God is acting publicly, revealing who Jesus is. The heavens are open to Jesus. The Spirit of God descended like a dove and rested on Jesus. And Jesus is the one promised by God through the prophets. He is the Lord's servant. He is the one who, having received the Spirit of God, will perform the work of bringing justification to the nations. He is the one who would be gently ministering to those who are weak in faith. He is the one who's bringing hope to the peoples who trust in his name. Jesus, with the Spirit, will preach the good news to the poor and will comfort those who are mourning, fulfilling the prophet said he would do. And with the Spirit resting on Jesus while he stands in the Jordan, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. God had made the nation of Israel his son at the first Exodus. Jesus has come as God's only begotten Son, the representative of the nation, to be in the people's place. The one who has come to be baptized in the place of sinners is God's sinless Son, to save God's Son lost in sin. Jesus is truly the Son of God. This one, this Jesus, is the one to watch as he would perfectly carry out the Father's will. This big event, this public event, revealing who Jesus is, the Father will be pleased with his Son's suffering, his death, in the place of sinners. The Father will reveal his pleasure in the Son by raising him from the dead. Now all may become God's Son through baptism and faith in Jesus. Your baptism was a big event, a public event, revealing who you are for yourself and for the world. Your baptism tells you and the world that God chose you, that he adopted you as his child. Nothing to boast in except to boast in the Lord. Paul talks about this in the epistle. God is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption. It's Christ who gives you his righteousness in exchange for your sins. That took place at your baptism. It's Christ who sanctifies you. He makes you holy. He does this through the Spirit, by his blood, the blood that has redeemed you. He purchased you to be his own. This you know because of your baptism. This is why it was a big deal. This is why he wants you to recall it daily, to remember who you are, what he has done for you, and in whom you live. You were joined with Christ himself in your baptism, and your life is hidden in him. Your baptism assures you that you are in Christ, that he loves you. He's guiding you, protecting you, providing for you. And so you return to your baptism daily, dying to yourself so you can live for Christ. But to the world, this seems foolish, seems weak. To live a life of ongoing repentance, dying to self, following Christ. But Paul explains, God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast the presence of God. God chose you. He chose you that others might know him through you. Reason to boast? No need to boast. You are in Christ, his son, in whom he is well pleased. Boast in him. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the offertory.
us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have revealed your Son to us in the wondrous Epiphany in the Jordan, so also you have revealed your name and blessing to us in holy baptism, declaring us your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and
rise to newness of life, living with joy as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, prosper your church.
Bless Matthew, our synod president, Timothy, our district president, Brad, our circuit visitor, pastor,
all church workers and those preparing for vocations in your service. Make them wise unto salvation and faithful in all the duties and responsibilities
assigned to them for our benefit. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, preserve the family, especially all
Christian homes. Turn husband and wife toward one another in love. Equip fathers and mothers for their holy duty as teachers of the faith. And preserve all children in the saving faith and certain promises of their baptism unto life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. O God, there are no
authorities except those you ordain. Give our leaders hearts like Christ, their Lord, who tends the smoldering wick and bruised reed and rules always in righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, your Son reigns in gentleness and rules for the sake of the downcast. Bind up those who are troubled and broken, especially Vicky, Lynn, Anita, Lois, Louis, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, George, Ann, Jeff, and the families of Dave Engel and Erno Sedlak, and open their eyes to his grace. Lord, in your mercy. O God, in holy baptism, you have opened the heavens to your children. Grant that all those baptized into your Son would worthily receive the heavenly feast of his body and blood for their forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you have brought eternal life to us through the death of your Son. Grant that we who have come through baptism and have died to this world would evermore and more live in the resurrected life of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you manifested yourself with the Holy Spirit in the fullness of grace at the baptism of your dear Son. With your voice, you directed us to the one who has borne our sins, that we may receive grace and forgiveness. Keep us, we implore you, in the true faith, since we have been baptized in accordance with your command and the example of your Son. Strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit and lead us to everlasting life and salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns
with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the service of the sacrament on page 194.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.